Drugging Our Children, an excerpt. Written by Gwen Olson. Do you or someone you know have a child who is being considered for psychiatric drugs? If so, here is some important information that you should consider. It is from the chapter contributed by Gwen Olson in the book, Drugging Our Children. Gwen is also the author of Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. She was a top-selling pharmaceutical sales representative for more than a decade. Her personal experience and unique insider's perspective are both eye-opening and mind-boggling. Can you handle the truth? The pharmaceutical industry is continually on the lookout for expansion markets. Our children are recognized by the pharmaceutical industry to be the most lucrative, long-term expansion market currently available to them. Fear created in parents can send them racing to the doctor's office and or pharmacy, all in an attempt to protect their children. After all, isn't that what all good parents do? Children are a lucrative expansion market for any drug, particularly one that requires lifelong maintenance therapy once initiated. Psychiatric diagnoses are highly subjective and based primarily on third-party interpretation of maladaptive behaviors, rather than medical diagnostic tests such as blood or urine tests, or PET and CAT scans. So, increasing psychiatric drug sales is primarily contingent upon increasing the number of psychiatric diagnoses and public awareness of the various diagnoses that will, in turn, result in the expansion of new patient populations to be treated. The challenge that exists when marketing psychotropic drugs for children is that the pharmaceutical industry cannot market directly to the end consumer. In the case of children, doctors, parents, teachers, counselors, administrators, caretakers, legislators, and so on must be persuaded that these medications are both necessary and beneficial to children. To meet this goal, it is necessary for pharma to insidiously exert its influence in every aspect of pharmaceutical development, research, reporting, regulation, funding, advertising, promotion, and distribution. And, indeed, they do. The end result is a stealth marketing campaign that can wear many hats and disguises as it manipulates and promotes its self-serving agenda unilaterally throughout the entire healthcare system. The side effects of psychotropic drugs are scary. According to drugs.com, just a few of the side effects of Adderall are nervousness, restlessness, trouble sleeping, confusion, new or worsening mental or mood problems, aggression, agitation, anxiety, delusions, depression, slurred speech, uncontrolled muscle movement and tiredness. Adderall is an amphetamine with addicting properties that make it difficult to stop. It is important to consider every alternative before you let fear drive you to medications. The body's innate intelligence can become clouded by medications and their side effects. Prior to committing to take these potentially addictive drugs, review all of your options, including the benefits of chiropractic lifestyle care. You and your loved ones deserve to enjoy a healthy drug-free life. Copyright 2012. TFP, Inc. and www.100yearlifestyle.com. All rights reserved.